From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very, very good morning, Mike.
Yeah, 4.3 was the headline. What was your read?
Oh, gosh, there's so much data in there yesterday. I mean, you got household labour force survey, labour cost index, quarterly employment. So there's data everywhere. So you've sort of got to try and sort of wade your way through it. I'll give you some of the key statistics for people out there so they know what's going on. Yes, unemployment rate's now 4.3%. It was 4. There's this interesting concept I'll talk about a little called the underutilisation rate, which rose to 11.2. That was 10.7%. The employment rate, Mike, fell. So that fell to 68.4 from 69, and the participation rate fell as well. So that's a little bit of a surprise. Now, wages, all salary and wage earners up 4.1%, and the average weekly earnings are now $1,593 per week. Yeah, so what does it all mean? Well, there's 134 people, Mike, listed as unemployed. So that's lifted by $10,000. Now, just very quick back of the envelope stuff, because I had a few people talk to me yesterday. They said, oh, how many people are going to end up being unemployed? Well, this is really rough and ready, but just to give you a sort of feel, if it moved 0.3%, so if unemployment lifts another 1% into sort of the mid-fives, then really rough guide, you could be looking at 30,000 to 40,000 more people unemployed. So it's not hundreds. And some people are saying, oh, how many people are we going to get? Well, that gives you a bit of a guide. Now, underutilization, what is that? That's people who are unemployed, part-timers who want or available to work, as well as people who want jobs, or they're either unavailable, not actively seeking. So at 11.2%, we're now talking about that sort of points to spare capacity, Mike. So that's an interesting point for the Reserve Bank. Now, 4.3% unemployment was more or less on expectations. But this business about the employment rate falling and the participation rate falling, that was a bit of a surprise. And some of those figures are a little bit at odds with the monthly employment indicators that we've been looking at. And it's important, Mike, because the movement in the participation rate dampens the movement in unemployment. So if your participation rate had stayed stable, your unemployment rate would have been closer to 5. So it's possible you've got here the start of what we call the discouraged worker effect. So can't find a job, get discouraged and just throw your hands in the air and wander off and you drop out of the workforce. Wage growth, if Reserve Bank looks at wages, growth moderated. So, you know, private sector labour cost index up 3.8% for the year. So I think the Reserve Bank will be heartened that some of that pressure coming out of the wage market. So labour market capacity pressures are definitely easing. So as I say, a positive for the Reserve Bank. They'll also be they'll sort of be encouraged by that sign of the capacity just easing. No real implications for monetary policy. And Mike, you referred to this earlier on. I also want to sort of talk about a little bit of historical context here. In March 2009, the unemployment rate drifted above 5%, and it stayed there around 5%, slightly above, until 2017. So a 5% unemployment rate is not unusual in a historical context. You know, we've been there before. It's not unusual. In terms of reaction, wholesale interest rates fell a little. The currency did react yesterday. It fell below 59 cents. We haven't seen it there on a regular basis for quite some time. But fascinating day.
Yeah, it is. Have we heard anything from the Fed?
Yeah, we have. So breaking news, hot off the press. So we were going into this Fed Open Market Committee or Fed meeting this morning. Markets have sort of had to reset their expectations of interest rate moves this year. And they expected that coming into this meeting that rates would be held steady. But there were some expectations they'd adopt a slightly more hawkish stance. They have held the rate in the 5.25% to 5.5% range. They have noted the lack of progress towards that 2% inflation goal in recent months. They have repeated Jerome Powell's comments around needing greater confidence that inflation is heading towards their goal. At this stage, we're not seeing any major movement in markets. They've made some changes to their balance sheet management, quantitative easing. That's all pretty technical. You've got a press briefing at 6:30. You'll probably get more comments there. Okay. So, look, if anything, Mike, markets might have been selecting a slightly more hawkish stance. Maybe that's where he'll go in the press conference. But at the moment, markets are relatively unchanged.
Glenn will monitor on our behalf and bring
good
us
on
the
Glenn.
Yeah, exactly. It's what we often say. Good old Glenn. Now, what are the numbers?
Well, as we look at it, so the Dow Jones up 165 points, which is about 0.44%, 37,981. The S&P 500 is more or less unchanged at the moment, 5034. And the NASDAQ, for all intents and purposes, is more or less unchanged as well. It's down about 5 points, 15,652. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.28%, 23 points there. The Nikkei down 0.34%, 38,274. Small fall in the Shanghai Composite. The ASX 200 yesterday lost 1.23%, so quite a big fall, down 94.7569. The NZX 50 lost 0.75%, closing at 11,867. Kiwi dollar hovering around 59 cents, 0.5906 when I last checked, 0.9089 against the Aussie, 0.5522 against the Euro, 0.4722 pounds, Japanese yen 92.95, gold is trading at 2,298 cents. And because today, Mike, I am the good news guy today, Brent crude, $83, $83.71. Crude inventories in the US, highest level since June, so that's pulled the oil price down a little bit.
Good, good, good. Go well, see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.